The Dowager cast a worried glance at the door, while Lady Anne stared at the grandfather clock, willing its giant needles to move.
"She is late, Mama."
"She will be here soon enough."
"Do you think she is dead?"
"Annie, she is not that late."
"Yes, but she is coming all the way from that Finney village. It has been raining all day, and she refused our offer of a carriage."
Ronnie leaving kicked like a football boot straight to the gut, studs and all. I thought she'd say yes, thought that I might be able to convince them both that Scotland had so much to offer, but leaving them at the airport stung.
"When's Hannah coming back, Dad?"
Jack's face blotched red with tears, snot trails dried on his cheeks. "Soon, week after next."
"How dare you?"
"I dare because I can." He turned back to the mirror. After a moment he felt his mother's arm around his shoulders, her head leaning on his back.
"There must be someone else. The other Earls."
"No." Emma's voice was barely a whisper.
"Anyone but her. Please."
Edward turned. "Do my ears deceive me? Is the great Emma of Normandy actually begging?"